Coach Belichick back from Rochester. A fun night in Rochester. A more fun afternoon in Buffalo. How was the trip back?
Yeah, the trip back was good. Steve and Fred, good to be on with you. Surprised that Glenn can't even join us on the conference call. I'm telling you, that's
it's just a lack of effort, Coach. That's hard to imagine.
Where's our teamwork here?
I you know what?
Well, it was over 7 inches of snow. He didn't want to get his waist deep for the big guy.
That's right. So, well, I'm sure he's asked. Matter of fact, I just got a text from him. He's got about 8 questions he wants to ask you, none of which I'll bother with. So,
okay, sounds good.
Well, Coach, going into yesterday, your team had the chance to clinch home field advantage throughout the week, throughout the playoffs. How was the week leading up to that game? How was the week of practice?
Well, you know, it was a little tough, Steve. I think we had a lot of guys were fighting through some flu symptoms and stuff like that that came early in the week, and then we had some other guys getting later in the week, and so, you know, you saw the practice reports. You know, we didn't have everybody out there in practice all the way through, but, you know, to their credit, they kept working and preparing, and, you know, even though we didn't have the full complement out there, come game time, everybody was, you know, ready to play and went out there and, you know, played fairly well. So, you know, we'll definitely take it, but it was a little bit of a challenging week. You know, at this time of year, everybody's banged up a little bit. That's the NFL, but, you know, those guys stepped up and they played like champions yesterday and, you know, came back with the AFC's title. So, you got to give them credit for that. They did a heck of a job there.
Well, going into the game, like the Green Bay game, you've had a lot of D linemen go down. And how many D linemen were active yesterday?
Well, you know, not a lot, really. You know, 5.
And a couple guys that, you know, Moore just came in. So when you're game playing for a team and that likes to run the ball, that's difficult. You got to lose linebackers and a little bit more scheme to make up for the lack of girth on that line.
Well, right, and we use some of our outside linebackers in defensive end kind of locations in our nickel defense and so forth. But, you know, we actually ended up playing quite a bit of 3-4 in that game as after the first drive, we saw that, the Buffalo had a good running attack going, and they gave us some misdirection plays that were, you know, causing us a little bit of a problem with our nickel defense. So we just went to our 3-4, and we're able to, you know, at least get those under control a little bit. So. But it was definitely we were a little bit shorthanded there. But I think you got to give guys like Eric Moore and Kyle Love, obviously Vince and those guys a lot of credit for stepping in there and doing a good job.
And Mr. Rexer, that's looked like a similar formation to Green Bay. Is that typical of what Buffalo runs with that formation?
Yeah, they run quite a bit of that. Fred, you know, with the tight end lined up off the line and going in motion and then come behind the line of scrimmage and blocking on the other side of the line and, you know, tying in some bootleg passes and things like that with it. So, it wasn't really anything that we hadn't seen before. But, you know, they did a good job executing it. And, again, just kind of the way they were putting the whole game plan together, we were in situations where we had the linebackers were in a little bit of a conflict where they – you know, do they go this way on the running play? Do they go this way on the passing game and that kind of thing? So we got out of our nickel defense and dropped back into a 34 for a couple series and, you know, felt like we were able to get things a little better under control there after that first drive.
Now, Bill, was it the game plan to run as much as you did, or did that evolve over the course of the game offensively?
Well, you know, we always try to stay balanced, Steve, and, you know, have a good running game and a good passing game, and I think they help each other out. So, we wanted to be balanced going into the game. We had some success running the ball, and, you know, that always encourages you to, you know, call a few more runs and stay with it. So, I'd say a combination of, you know, wanting to be balanced, but also, using what's been successful within that game.
Coach, one of the stats that must even bring a smile to Mr. Belichick's face is plus 27. When's the last time you remember being plus 27?
I don't think I ever remember being plus 27, but, you know, we certainly defensively had a good opportunity to take advantage of some plays yesterday, and, you know, we missed some fumbles and dropped some interceptions at different points in the year, but, you know, yesterday those guys were really, really on it. I mean, even Fletcher's interception almost looked like he took it away from Guyton. So, again, we had fumbles that we weren't able to recover that kind of bounced right to us. Yesterday we were, you know, we were all swarming around the ball, and seemed like we just had a couple more guys around it than they did, and so, you know, we usually had a little better chance of getting it.
What do you attribute the fact that this defense has been able to take away so many balls? I know a lot of things are, you know, contagious. Once you start winning, you have a bigger percentage chance to win. But what do you attribute to? Just more understanding of defense, guys with the ability to run to the ball. What is the key here?
I don't know that there's any one specific key, Fred. I think you hit on them, though. I think awareness is one. You know, just having an awareness of when the ball is vulnerable. For example, at a quarterback, you know, Fitzpatrick scrambled around twice there with not really good ball security, and, you know, we were able to get a little pressure on the ball and knock it out. I think certainly having more team speed and having more guys that can be closer to the ball or get to the ball, that definitely is a plus, too. And again, I think the big thing is just for each individual player is being alert and taking advantage of those opportunities. And again, we've all seen a lot of defensive players drop interceptions, or we've seen fumbles that should have been recovered by either side, one side or the other, and they don't end up with a ball. So, you know, certainly we do a lot of those drills in practice, and, you know, Pepper goes through the turnovers every week with the team. That's one of the first and last things we do every week in our preparation about where we think the targets are and, you know, where we can take advantage of some opportunities. And so, you know, it's a part of the preparation, and also just part of the alertness of the players of, you know, seeing those situations occur and capitalizing on them.
And on the other side of the ball, you're not turning it over. We've seen Tom Brady's NFL record streak without an interception right now, but your running backs aren't putting the ball on the ground either. Is that another factor of practice and preparation?
Well, I hope so. We certainly emphasize it a lot, and you know, I think Ivan does a great job with the backs of, you know, making them understand how important that is. And you know, I think statistically, you know, when you fumble the ball, that's about 50 yards. So, you know, it's just not. You know, you have to gain an awful lot of yards to offset those turnovers, those fumbles if you're carrying it. So there's really nothing more important than taking care of the ball. And, you know, a lot of that is also running with good pad level and, you know, keeping your shoulders down and over the ball and not getting standing up and, you know, giving the defense a lot of shots at it. So, you know, we've had good blocking from our offensive linemen, and, you know, that helps too when you're not getting hit in the backfield on handoffs and, you know, the running backs actually get a good chance to get the handoff, secure the ball, see the blocking pattern, and be able to take care of it as they enter into the line of scrimmage. So it's, you know, good team offense, but the guys that are handling it have to be careful and, you know, make sure that they're doing everything they can to, you know, secure it. And, you know, our backs and receivers, obviously Brady, quarterback, they've all done a good job of taking care of it, and, you know, we're going to have to continue that.
Now, Buffalo was able to move the ball downfield on their opening drive with relative ease. Was there anything changed defensively after that, or was it just a matter of trying to just focusing a little bit on something else, or Buffalo being under pressure to keep up with your offense?
Well, no, I think, as I said, Steve, after the first drive, we played less nickel defense on early downs and more 34. They were doing a good job of formation in us and using a couple blocking schemes that put a little stress on our nickel defense in the running game. So we got out of the 30 or out of the nickel, played 34, and that seemed to settle the running game down more after that first drive. I think they got about half their rushing yardage on that first drive. So you know, we made an adjustment. I think that definitely helped us. And you know how it is after you see the plays after the first series. I mean, no matter how much you prepare for them, it's always helpful to go in there and actually see them run and all that. And so, you know, we did make some adjustments in just kind of the way we were handling certain blocks. And you know, as much as you talk about tackling Fred Jackson, it's always a little bit different when you actually, you know, get out there on him the first few carries as well. So, you know, he's a heck of a back. And you know, we knew we couldn't give him a lot of space. But, you know, when we saw how quickly he chewed up the yardage on that first drive, I think it just made the players a little even more determined that, you know, we can't let this guy get started. He's just too good. So, you know, I think we did play a little bit better as things got going.
Does your offense put pressure on other offenses to try to keep up? You've been very efficient the last 7-8 games. Does that put pressure on opposing offensive coordinators or just offenses in general?
You know, I mean, that's a good question, Steve. I don't really know how somebody else looks at that. you know, what I tell our offense is, and really I don't try to put pressure on them, but it's just the truth. The only reason we send them out on the field is to score. You know, they're not going to go out there to punt, and they're not going to go out there to give the other team the ball. You know, I think that any time you're an offensive player and you're part of that offensive unit, you know, the only reason you're out there is to move the ball and score. So I don't know if that's putting too much pressure on our guys or not, but, like, what, you know, what else are they there for? I mean, that's what offensive players are for, is to score. So, you know, we try to take that approach every time we have the ball, and you know, I don't know how other teams look at that, but, you know, I got to think that when they send their offense out on the field, it's, you know, it's not to punt the ball. It's to get it, you know, to get it in scoring position and get points on the board. So I'm sure they're trying to do that all the time, you know, regardless of what our offense is doing. That's their job.
You know, Coach, going into this game, people look at Buffalo Bills' schedule. I mean, their record. And when you look at what they've done, even in losing overtime to Baltimore, overtime to Pittsburgh, overtime to Kansas City, right? I mean, they've been in the game, in the hunt. They beat Cleveland, then they beat the Dolphins. It looked like a scrimmage. The guys did not have any trouble getting up for this game once you showed them what they've done and explained to them.
Well, I think Buffalo is a good football team, and again, as you just mentioned, Fred, they won four of their last six and lost to Pittsburgh in overtime, you know, a game that they could have very easily won three or four times at the end of the game in an overtime. They just you know, got a couple bad breaks and ended up on the short end of the score. But I don't think you can look at that game and say, well, they weren't as good as Pittsburgh was. Pittsburgh was clearly the better team. They weren't on that day. So, you know, we had a lot of respect for what they can do, and of course, we watched our first game against them, and you know, we had a lot of problems with them here. So, you know, I think Buffalo's got a good football team. Anytime you turn the ball over seven times, it's, you know, it makes it almost impossible to win. So, you know, that was certainly the big difference in the game, was the number of turnovers and then, you know, our ability to capitalize on those opportunities. But I still think they're a good football team, and, you know, I think they're going to, you know, continue to give people problems here. You know, I think they'll play well against the Jets next week. That's just what they've done all year, is they've played solid football. You know, yesterday wasn't their day, but, you know, I still think they're a solid team.
Fitzpatrick's been throwing the ball well. He threw the ball well against Baltimore. He's thrown the ball well and been a good quarterback. Yesterday, he seemed to be a little bit more rattled. Did you give him any different looks, or was the weather a problem? Because Brady didn't have to throw the ball that much. Was there something that was that you did, or was conditions that caused him to look uncomfortable? He kind of steering the ball sometimes and threw some really bad passes.
Well, I think it was tough throwing the ball outside, Fred. I think that was tough for, you know, either quarterback. And, you know, he had a lot of those throws where he was trying to get the ball down the sideline and you know, or outside, you know, on the outside part of the field. So, you know, I think that was, you know, that was tough. But, you know, I mean, we don't think we played anything that we haven't played all year. It was nothing really that unusual. But I think throwing the ball outside and down the field was, you know, more challenging than underneath. You know, we tried to throw a couple of those balls underneath early. You know, Mayo had a couple big hits. We, you know, knocked a couple balls loose, and they caught a couple too. You know, they caught a couple routes underneath in the middle of the field. But, you know, I think those, we discouraged some of those throws with Gerard and, you know, and our safeties hitting the receivers. And, you know, they got the two big ones down the field, down the sideline. Job on that, but they missed quite a few as well. So, you know, that's kind of the give and take of that is,
you
throw those down there, you know, you hit some and hit a couple 30 or 40 yarders, and then, you know, you miss another half dozen. So that's, you know, that's what you're looking at.
With all the fines being levied for big hits, and that's a big weapon, you know, a guy will come across the middle, he's going to pay the price. You know, you must emphasize that, obviously, but is the players becoming apprehensive about making the hits? Because there were some great hits yesterday that knocked the balls loose, and you don't want them not to do that. So that's a fine line. How do you practice that? How do you emphasize that?
Well, we don't practice it. I mean, we're not hitting our own guys out there, but I think the emphasis is just that you know, just following the rules. You can't lead with your head. You know, you can't hit the receivers above the shoulders or below the knees, and you've got to, you know, you just got to hit them with your shoulder. You got to hit them in the middle part of the body, and you know, you can't launch at them. So, I mean, that's really nothing different for us than what we always have taught. But I think obviously the players are certainly, you know, seeing the way that the games are being called and the fines that are being levied, and they're trying to do their best to comply with that. I mean, it's hard when you're running full speed and the guy's coming across the middle, and like what happened last week in the Green Bay game when, you know, Corliss drops the ball and you hit him. But that's, you know, I mean, look, all 32 teams are having to deal with the same thing. So, you know, you just gotta try to understand what the rule is and do your best to play within it.
Because the rule is, like you said, the guy catches the ball, takes two steps, the young guy goes to hit him, he drops down, his helmet's there. I mean, it's a moving target. It's a very difficult thing to deal with. But yesterday there was some nice hits and they didn't get called for it. So good job. But like you said, players have that in the back of their mind. And when a guy's running 22 miles an hour and trying to dodge you, it's hard to hit a moving target.
Yeah, especially as you said, when that target's, you know, falling down to the ground or, you know, changing their location, you try to start at one point and it's hard to adjust it. But again, every team's got to deal with the same thing. So our big thing is to just, we got to try to do the best we can with it. And in the end, you know, try to do a better job than what our opponents are doing.
You're listening to 850 AM WEEI, The Big Show, and our no-nonsense conversation with the coach is brought to you by SBLI. For great deals on life insurance, visit SBLI.com. And, Bill, we've talked enough about Buffalo. That's past. That's history. We got one more game in the regular season. How do you approach this Miami game?
Well, Steve, I think we'll approach it the same way as we always do. Go through the scouting report, the game plan, you know, get everybody ready to play, and then go out there and play it. I mean, it's another game on the schedule. We, you know, just take our normal preparations and, you know, do what we do on a weekly basis.
Now, does that mean the big question that everybody wants to know now is how much will your frontline guys play?
Well, again, I think the answer to that question is a complicated one, but in the end, it comes down to a very simple formula, and that's, you know, we'll do what's best for the football team. We'll take the entire football team into consideration, but, you know, each individual player and his situation is a little bit different, depending on what the depth is at that position and so forth. So, you know, we certainly don't need to risk any injuries at this point. Anybody that's not 100%, this probably isn't the game to put them out there and play them at less than that. But, you know, at the same time, you know, it's an opportunity for us to play and work on some things that, you know, we definitely need work on. It's an opportunity to get some playing time to some of the players that, you know, that may need to play that haven't played as much in recent weeks. So, you know, we'll just try to balance all those things out and in the end do what's best for the team.
How much does the extra week you have off, not playing the, you know, the wild card game, how much does that play into it? Because the guy's going to have that extra week. Do you want them to get a little bit more before they take that off?
Well, you know, I know what you're saying there, Fred. I think, you know, the decision really is, you know, more just about this week of, you know, what's the best thing for this game. And, you know, we'll worry about what's best for next week. It's, you know, none of us have a crystal ball on that. And things could always change in a week. In fact, they usually do. So, you know, I think we'll just take the information that we have this week and work with it the best we can and make the most of it. And then, you know, deal with how we do the best with our opportunities next week and, you know, worry about that later.
All right, Coach, we're going to go with our coach's question of the week, and that's going to be on Fred's shoulders today.
What?
I'm sure he has a very good question. The coach's question of the week is brought to you by Auto Trader. Now compare new and used cars side by side at autotrader.com, the ultimate automotive marketplace and proud partner of Patriots football. Freddie, this better be a good question. Don't embarrass us. We're hosting the show. We're having fun.
Host the show. I'm just part of your world.
No, you're hosting. You're all good.
No,
don't embarrass us
here
with a bad question, all right? Don't do this. Give us a good question.
Coach, you can say good question after I ask it. I like that.
Okay.
Hey, Coach, how do you know this team has exceeded most people's expectations? How do you or do you compare this to any other team? It's any similarities to the past teams?
You know, Fred, that's a great question.
I won't be able to live with him for the next hour and a half, Coach.
Because
he got
a good question. I got a good.
Yeah, that's great.
Go ahead, Coach. Sorry.
I think it's really hard to compare teams. Each one's different. Each one's unique, and the dynamics that a team goes through from the beginning of the season whatever the situation, whatever it is, whether it's games or injuries or changes or just the evolving of the team, is each one's unique and different. So, you know, I think it's really hard to, you know, compare one team to another. They're all special and they're all different. The thing about this team that that I would say, you know, I've been the most impressed with is their day-to-day work ethic. You know, they come in on a regular basis, daily, you know, ready to work, ready to go, without a bunch of excuses or without an agenda, just want to try to get better and improve and get ready for the game. And, you know, if you do that on a consistent basis week after week, and you go out and work hard, then it's impossible not to get better. So I think that that's one thing we have been able to do, is we've been able to improve over the course of the season, not just in training camp or, you know, in September, but, you know, as we've gone through the last, you know, 3-4 months in the regular season, that, you know, on a weekly basis, it's not just getting ready for the game, but it's doing things that'll get us better, whether it's drills after practice or extra film study or just a better understanding of a particular play or situation. So those are the things that I would say have impressed me the most about this team. And I think if we continue to do those and we continue to get better as, you know, we play into January here, that in the end that'll serve us well somewhere along the line. And so I hope that we do that.
Speaking of family reunions, was the Gronkowskis, did you see them in the section up there? And I figured because you stayed over, they'd have you over for some nice Polish cooking.
You know, we got out of there pretty quick, Fred, and headed to Rochester to try to beat the snow. But, you know, I know Rob had a big contingent there, and he was pretty excited about, you know, coming back and playing in Buffalo. So, you know, there were a lot of Patriot fans there. It's a unique feeling when you're in an opposing stadium like the Buffalo Stadium, and you're standing there, you know, not really watching the game, like I'm talking to the defense or we're working on adjustments or something, and you hear the crowd cheering and you're thinking, oh no, what happened? Did we just get sacked? Right. Or was there a penalty or something? And you know, we made a 15-yard gain. So it's we had a lot of Patriots fans there. I really appreciate you know, the support that we get from our fans heading all the way to, you know, Buffalo on Christmas weekend and all that. So it was great to see them out there and, you know, braving the weather and you know, being behind us. So, you know, I don't know whether that was all Rob's fans or not, but it was good to see him.
Well, that's one good reason to have Borges up there. He offset the fans from the Patriots.
Bill, we want to thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Coach.
We appreciate it. Good luck. Stay healthy, and we will talk to you next week.
All right. Sounds good, Steve. Thank you. Thanks, Fred.
All right, Thanks, Coach. Bill. See ya.
All right.